This is Listener's Guide, a series from Big Secret Records. Each season leads you deep into how the label's releases were made with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, talking to you from the label's home base in Portland. Oregon, that is, not Maine. You're listening to How Good American Songbook by Bob Cummins Jr. was made, and in this episode we're talking about the song Done for Good. We're covering things like Dick Dale guitars, 60s pop songwriting from Brian Wilson to Glen Campbell, which if you know your stuff is not that long of a jump. And we're also getting into briefly nameless percussion instruments that are like made out of springs and stuff like that. But cool sounds, you'll hear it soloed here. If you've been listening to the track, you might know what I'm talking about, but you're going to get a real up-close sound. That's it. That's all I got to say about this up front, so I'm just going to pass you along. If you want to go down the hallway, take a left, and you'll find us discussing this song. All right, go ahead, but be quiet.
Did he do anything on Done for Good? Because I know he was there when we did some stuff. Like
he had to leave, and I think we did Done for Good that afternoon.
Mm. Andy, I was there when you were writing your lead guitar line.
Right.
Right, yeah. Right. The like ventures
beautiful,
thing.
Beautiful part.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was kind of just dicking around when I did that tremolo picking part. Because I was just fucking around, just like getting a feel for that guitar, because it was like a studio guitar that I hadn't played before. And was just feeling real like Dick Dale and played that part. But then when it was over, I was like, okay, could you like, you know, roll it back from the top? And you were both like, do that. And I was like, really? Okay. And yeah, I like it. It just feels weird. You know, it's just something
yeah,
interesting.
Again, like not something I ever would have thought of, but in the moment I was like, oh, that's it. That's this song.
I really like that tremolo part because it feels like a guitaristic approximation of like in those 50s, 60s soundtracks when they're doing like a vibraphone and they like change between two notes really fast and then they go to the next chord and they change between two notes really fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? Blah, 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 blah. It's very playful and it's like very fun. And I really love that guitar line for that reason.
Yeah, and like it does kind of build tension in a way that I wasn't intending. I mean, I was just playing some stuff, you know. I wasn't thinking of the part at all. Like I definitely was not trying to like add that part to the solo, but yeah, it was kind of fortuitous and just like made sense in the grand scheme of things, and I'm glad that you guys pointed it out. Thank you. Or know if you do.
His voice is on Done for Good.
It is?
Yeah, the drum sample.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Jasper's voice is the
Jasper's
are the
beatboxing.
Drum.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
What inspired your tone?
Oh, just the great beatboxers of days of yore.
Yeah, Jasper and I were working on a song of his, and we were like trying to recreate something that he had done for the beat, and like that's all he had done was like he like made the sounds with his mouth. I was like, oh well, let's just do that again, but like we'll get it like more in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like got him doing like a kick and a hi-hat and a snare sound, and then like we
put it in the sampler.
Yeah, we sampled that, and then like yeah, I just like played it out of the sampler like to time, and we still had those sounds laying around, and you and I were looking for sounds for that opening.
Mm-hmm.
for Done for Good, and it, yeah, like that boom then, yeah. And I was like, well, we actually have these sounds, because I think for a minute I was going to ask you to do what I had done with Jasper, and I was like, well, we already have that, and you know, here's another time for Jasper to appear on the record.
Yeah Jasper does have some history with the song inadvertently, because I recorded it while I was cat sitting for you. And I was like in your house for a week, and you were like, you can use my stuff if you want. And I did. I took advantage of your beautiful Korg, your lovely Telecaster, and made the demo for that.
Yeah, that demo that you sent was amazing. That's a, I mean, just that whole arrangement is so, it very much like Pet Sounds to me. Very much like peak 60s pop songwriting.
Yeah, I was really trying to channel some of that, like a Guess I'm Dumb by Glen Campbell, which was written for Pet Sounds, I believe.
I thought you were going to say written at my house.
Which was also written at your house.
Me and Glen Campbell.
The previous owner was Brian Wilson.
R.I.P.
Yeah, there's one chord in there, and the way you sing it, that's just so Brian Wilson. And that was, and I think hearing that the first time was what made me go like, okay, I'm really going to dig in and like do a bunch of percussion overdubs on this song.
Yeah.
Go all Hal Blaine.
Yeah.
You blained it up.
I blained it up.
Yeah, that's the song right. That you use. I don't know what the name of it is, but that big spring that you like just rake.
I don't even think there's a name for it as far as I know. It's just like, it's a thing Meinl makes that's just like a metal half circle that sits on, or that a spring sits on.
Mm-hmm. The spring thing was such a cool like transitional sound. Mm-hmm. And it kind of sounds like a gong almost,
mm-hmm.
like the decay of a gong. See how we talked about like the 60s influence of Done for Good or like 60s moments.
Yeah.
And I know you and I were driving around like to pick up food once, and we were listening to Gillian Hills.
Yes.
Or Gillian Hills, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but and that to me is like consummate 60s sounds.
Oh yeah, that and Leslie Gore were uh-huh. big influences on this one.
Yeah.
But the demo was very electronic. There were two demos for this one. I think I only sent you the second one because the first one was really, really shitty. But second one, I dialed it in. Then we just totally changed it in the studio too, especially with all the stuff that Raymond added that really made it a world. I feel like I'm in the jungle or something listening to it. I'm waiting for like
that one felt like, you know, my biggest contribution in terms of like shaping a song, I think.
Oh yeah.
And it was just really fun to you know, entertain myself in some of those moments of like, you know, you had those really cool parts where the bass was coming in for just like those, like some ego builds and stuff. And I doubled that with the floor tom. And then also like, I love, not only was I so happy about like, oh, it all sounded good. We tracked a lot of really cool ideas and things, but then the way you guys arranged it after the fact, you know, it was just, you did a really tasteful job of figuring out ways to not make it be so overbearing.
Yeah, there was some like cymbal stuff that you were doing that we ended up not using, like cymbal bow things.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Which I don't think sounded great from my playing either, so it's no big loss.
Yeah. And there was a lot of Mort Garson talk when we were like doing overdubs. We added that kind of sequence thing that opens it up and
oh yeah, that was one of the last things we added to. I think the beginning just sounded a bit empty. It needed and it also kind of ties it into the last record too, because there's a lot of arpeggiated stuff on there, and I think this needed a little bit of that, and I was glad to add that into the track.
In His Name, there's so many 60s references in that song.
Yeah.
There's Glen Campbell by way of Jimmy Webb.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was thinking of Wichita Lineman.
Right.
For that moment. Anything else for that one?
I love that song by Glen Campbell. Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of Good American Songbook, track by track. Visit BigSecretRecords.com or find the label on Instagram and TikTok while you're at it. Go right ahead. If you want to learn more about what's next for Big Secret Records, that's where you go to do it. Thanks for listening. This episode, but not this season, is done for good.